From the WGXE newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, March the 10th through Sunday, March the 12th. I'm Philip Graham. Robert Down reported in the Times Union that a Cooksaki man died Friday, March the 12th after driving his car into the Hudson River in an attempt to flee a state police officer he allegedly assaulted only a minute before. The body of Jeffrey Dean, 48, was recovered from the Hudson River and sent to the Greene County coroner for an autopsy. His car was also recovered. Police say Dean was stopped Friday night at an intersection of Routes 81 and 93, after which he allegedly assaulted the officer. After fleeing the scene, Dean drove off a boat ramp at Riverside Park. In the water, he left his vehicle and attempted to swim to shore. An investigation of the incident is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact the state police at Catskill at 518-622-8600. Jimmy Valkin and Kobe Hamilton are reporting at Politico New York that after Fred Brower announced in a tweet on Saturday, March the 11th, he had been fired as the top federal prosecutor in New York, the first reply came from New York City public advocate Tish James. Her message, and I quote, "Run, Pret, run," end quote. Ferrara's high-profile investigations included probes into Wall Street and ongoing political corruption cases that touched the administrations of Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and took down the Republican and Democratic leaders of the state legislature. James told Politico, and I quote, "For him to continue working for this president would have been beneath him. He should remain in public office, otherwise it would be a disservice to New Yorkers," end quote. There is speculation that he may run for mayor of New York this year, or possibly pursue statewide office in 2018. Steve Greenberg, a pollster for the Siena Research Institute, said Baraja is still unknown to most New York voters. Greenberg told Politico, and I quote, "The last time Siena polled on him was in June, and two-thirds of New Yorkers didn't know who the heck he was," end quote. In a statement released on Saturday, Baraja said, and I quote, "Serving my country as U.S. attorney here for the past 7 years will forever be the greatest honor of my professional life, no matter what else I do or how long I live," end quote. Amanda Purcell reported in the Daily Mail that the Cooksaki Community Food Pantry has opened at its new location, 117 Mansion Street in the village. The pantry is now housed rent-free behind the village offices. Construction of the 840-square-foot facility began in mid-October and finished in January. Money raised by community residents paid for the building materials, as well as a couple of new freezers and refrigerators. Director Charlotte Carter said the pantry serves approximately 100 families once or twice a month. During the past decade, roughly 3,600 families and 40,000 meals were served. Carter said, and I quote, "About a quarter of the people who visit us come just once and we don't see them again. About 62% come anywhere from 2 to 5 times. We are an emergency food pantry. We are not a social relief agency," end quote. The shelter helps residents of Cooksaki, West Cooksaki, Hanacroy, New Baltimore, Medway, Earlton, and Climax. The New York State Department of Labor announced on Friday, March the 10th, the top 5 trending jobs in Hudson Valley region for 2017 are physical therapist, registered nurse, accountant and auditor, biochemist and biophysicist, and electrician. Those 5 job titles are likely to see greater than average growth during the coming year. They were selected by labor market analysis based on occupational survey data and the projected needs of the region. National Weather Service in Albany, the Daily Freeman, and the Associated Press are all reporting a winter storm watch has been issued for the region by the National Weather Service, with a coastal storm expected to bring more than 7 inches of snow beginning overnight Monday, March the 13th through Wednesday, March the 15th. The watch area includes portions of eastern New York and adjacent western New England. Dangerous travel conditions are possible. A blizzard watch is in effect for coastal regions including New York City and Boston from Monday into Tuesday. Please stay tuned to WGXE 90.7 FM for regular updates and weather-related closings and delays. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia Green Community College has the highest completion rate among community colleges statewide at 31.4%, according to a report by the Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System. The report ranked 35 community colleges in the state based on the number of first-time full-time students to complete a two-year program during the three-year period from 2011 to 2014. Among 341 freshmen who started full-time in the fall of 2011, 107, or 31.4%, finished their respective programs by August 2014. Returning and part-time students were not included in the 31.4% completion rate. In August, the college was named to the Best Community College in New York list, ranking third based on completion, retention, and transfer rates, and the net price to attend. Columbia Green Media has announced it is folding the 160-year-old Windham Journal into the Thursday edition of the Daily Mail beginning in April. The journal will now appear inside an enhanced version of the paper. In an announcement published in the journal and online on Thursday, March 9th, Columbia Green promised it would continue to cover the same territory and publish regular mountaintop columns as well as community and school events. Columbia Green made a similar change to the 150-year-old Chatham Courier in December. The company ceased publication of the Green County News and the River Chronicle last year and sold the 34-year-old Mountain Eagle to the Schoharie News. In early 2016, the company also closed the Catskill printing operations, sold the building, and began printing at the Daily Gazette in Schenectady. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 29 degrees. The wind chill values could be as low as minus 1 degree. For Monday night, snow is likely, mainly after 2 a.m. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm watch for late Monday through Wednesday evening for eastern New York and adjacent western New England. Snow accumulations of up to 7 inches or more are possible through Wednesday evening. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 20 degrees on Monday night. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, snow is likely. The snow could be heavy at times with the temperature high near 27 degrees. For Tuesday night, snow again. It will be cloudy with a low around 21. And on Wednesday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 28 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Sunrise today was at 6:13 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:57 p.m., That will give us 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes more than yesterday.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 13th day of March, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.